I was recently reminded of four key principles that are so essential in developing healthy relationships or in seeking help from a therapist, a doctor, a teacher, whatever it may be. And these are the four things. And I was able to see that in my conversation with a client I was working with just earlier today again. And it brought home the truth, how powerful it is, because he's not experiencing this. He has a volatile relationship. He's just wondering if he should stay and go and start a new life and wants to work it out, but it's so packed with unresolved trauma issues on both sides. We're trying to work through some of those with some EMDR therapy. We're making headway, but it's very, very challenging. But it boils down to these four things. These four things are what we all need as human beings in a healthy relationship. Number one, do you understand me? We need to feel understood. This is the core principle of motivational interviewing, which is a best practice in the field of psychology. One of the first core principles or anchors is the ability as a therapist to express empathy. One of the most powerful aspects in any relationship is having the ability to express empathy towards others without criticism. Empathy means being able to demonstrate to others our understanding of their perspective or their point of view. So the individual that I've been working with, he says in his relationship, whenever he tries to express how he's feeling, he's met with criticism and his partner, rather than just listening to him. He just wants to be validated. I'm reminded of a little line by the poet Emily Dickinson, where she says, "I felt it shelter to speak with you." It's very rare, unfortunately so, that we have relationships that we really feel understood, that we feel validated, that people will listen to you, hear you. And the way some tools that can help you do this in a relationship with someone you're working with or someone you want to develop a better relationship with is listen to them and practice what's called reflective listening. Just gently reflect back to them the things that you're hearing them say. And follow that up perhaps with open-ended questions to get them talking. Tell me a little bit more about that. What are some of the ways this behavior is affecting your life? Has a positive outcome, negative? What are the positive things? What are the negative things? When I start a session, I'll say, what would you like to focus on during our time together today? What do you need today? What is heavy on you, on your mind or your heart? It's just different things. So someone tells you an issue, you can say, well, what do you think would be a good way to handle this situation in the future if this thing didn't happen that they did? So anyway, the first important thing we need in relationships is to feel understood, validated. And then the second goes right along with that. Do you care for me? Because there are some individuals that can understand you, but they don't really care for you. So caring is just an instinctive thing that you can pick up from them in their presence if they really do care for you. So do you understand me? Do you care for me? And then the third is extremely critical. It's like, can you help me with whatever you're struggling with? Does the person have the skill set to help you? I mean, imagine going to a doctor. Yeah, no, I understand you're dealing with problems. This issue is happening in your life. I really do care for you. But if they don't have the skill set to help you, they don't have practical tools, they don't have certain therapies to help you, it's not going to really help you move beyond where you're at. You're still kind of stuck. So do you understand me? Do you care for me? Can you help me? Do you have the skill set to help me? And fourth, will you? Will you take me on as a patient? Will you engage in a relationship with me? And so when is something to focus on in the relationships that you currently are involved with, particularly family members, when's the last time you've really just sat and listened, trying to pay attention to what a loved one is saying? Maybe it's your children, maybe it's a spouse. What are they saying by their body language? What are they saying that's really going on with them? And perhaps they're not at a place where they feel like talking, because if it's been unsafe for them to talk, they're not just going to jump in and talk to you. But if you can start developing more of a relationship where you listen, that the definition of motivational interviewing, this is my definition, and I've read it somewhere and it stuck with me through the years. Now listen to the way that this is put. It's a way of being with people that enhances the intrinsic motivation of another to change. It's a method of exploring and resolving ambivalence. And ambivalence is the normal human condition of feeling two ways about something, whether it's an addiction, a relationship. You know, for example, with an addiction, you feel two ways about it. Those who are struggling with an addiction, I remember many cases when individuals would come into therapy in their first couple of sessions with me, it's when I was seeing patients in person, and I'd do a little diagram on the board when they're talking about their addiction. Oh, I'll do anything to stop. I want it. It's destroying my life. And I go, well, you know, really, you're of two minds of it, aren't you? There's a part of you that wants to stop, but there's also a part of you that has no desire to stop. And when I would reflect that to them, they would stop and get a little smile on their face, just a little grin, and go, yeah, you're right. Kind of caught me. You know, you get it, don't you? Yeah. There's two parts of you. One part wants it, one part doesn't. And the way you are in your relationship with other people, if you're safe, you help them explore and resolve ambivalence. What would be the best thing in the future for you as it relates to these activities? What are some of the ways that you've tried to deal with this issue in the past? What has worked? What hasn't worked? Can you tell me a time when you were really successful in life? What did you do to reach this level of success in this area or that area? Then how can you take that experience and maybe draw it into this other area of life where you're trying to make movement in a positive direction? But again, it's so critical for people to gain the experience of feeling understood. And then, you know, each of us have to be aware in our own lives of the relationship we have with other people. I was working with another wonderful soul, beautiful, beautiful lady this morning. Very productive in the business world. Very high caliber, deals with executives all the time. And but being a female in that realm, she has to deal with a lot of what the reality of male egos and just kind of being put down and dished upon, and it's happens in a regular basis. And she just goes, I'm just so tired of having to function in such a world. And then we talked about that, and she says, but I know when to pick and choose my battles, as long as it's not really severe, right? And even when it is severe, there's tons of research that most people don't speak up when they're being harassed or abused because they want their paycheck at the end of the day. So we have to face the reality that it is true. We have to navigate our way through very challenging situations in the world, but at the same time, not be overly discouraged with the reality. And this is where kind of this mindset of becoming more of a mindful warrior, we got to realize that there just are some people that are going to be like that. We're not going to change them. You're not going to convince certain people to be more empathetic, kind, and nice. And you need to pick and choose who you're going to allow into your life. There are just some people who are energy vampires. And learning to be mentally healthy and strong, you pick and choose who you allow, setting boundaries, setting structures, that you just got to be careful who you allow into your life and paying attention to what I call your own personal energy leaks. And it's up to us individually to be accountable and responsible for ourselves and to realize what our relationship with certain individuals do to us. Give what you can to other people. You choose who you're going to be regardless of what another person does. Do not allow yourself to be walked over or trashed in any way. But at the same time, you'd be wise enough to navigate through this crazy world of business and relationships, because we have to do that. But just be wise. But at the core issue that I want you to take from this podcast is just, you are in charge of you. Your job is learning to trust yourself, trust your instincts, trust your gut in your relationship with other people. If you feel certain things are off, I've had so many experiences of that, and so many clients tell me the same thing. Although someone is appearing a certain way to you, you have this gut reaction where you're picking something else up. Pay attention to that. Just pay attention to that and do what you can to protect yourself, keep yourself safe. But at the end of the day, we are responsible for ourselves to trust ourselves, to continue to strengthen what I call self-efficacy, learning to speak up for ourselves. We're not going to be trashed upon by anybody, zero victim mentality, but at the same time, being kind and respectful in very, very challenging situations, and let some of the egotistical hotheads just have their stuff, and you just keep your peace. That's how you can maintain your energy. You don't need to speak it. You don't need to blab it out, and don't gossip. Gossiping will be an energy leak. Just keep it to yourself. You know the truth. You know what's true, and just keep moving forward, figuring out ways to refine, iterate, and become the best you can. Being solid inside yourself, learning what you can in the environment in which you're in. And this goes with all relationships that you're dealing with. So again, wrapping up, four main things. Do you understand me? Do you care for me? Can you help me? And will you? That's what we each need from those we're seeking knowledge and information and help from, those four things. And that's perhaps what many are looking to you for in their relationship. And then it's up to you what you're willing to give and what you can give in the process of time. But anyway, just ponder those four things and have an amazing week.